The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. All right, we've got a new edition, American Tobacco's Summer Music Series, On the Lawn, expands this year with performances on the patios outside of Tyler's Tap Room, the Down Under, and Tobacco Road, the Home Run Patio. There are six concerts across a variety of musical styles, from Americana to reggae to grunge and alternative rock. All concerts are free and open to the public, and all are held on Thursday evenings. Organizers believe the patio concerts will allow a more intimate experience. The Down Under holds about 500 to 600 people, while the Home Run Patio around 200 to 250. Here's the lineup for this year. April 12th, it's Adam Pitts at the Home Run Patio from 6:30 to 8:30. May 24th, Crucial Faya, Down Under Patio, 6:30 to 8:30. And the rest of these are all from 6 to 9. June 21st, it's Nikki Hall, On the Lawn. June 28th, Will Hogue, On the Lawn. August 23rd, Yarn, Songs from the Road, On the Lawn. And then August 30th, Lily Hyatt, also On the Lawn. Okay, PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000, or online at thepncarena.com. Okay, Tuesday, April 24th, it's Bon Jovi, This House Is Not For Sale Tour. Global rock icons and 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees Bon Jovi have announced the spring leg of their This House Is Not For Sale Tour. The Grammy-winning band will celebrate their return to the road with the release of This House Is Not For Sale as a new version containing two brand-new songs, When We Were Us and Walls. Available via all download and streaming partners. Concert starts at 7:30, and ticket prices range from $25.50 to $150.50. Saturday, May 12th, it's Cat Williams, the 1111 RNS World Tour. In this tour, Williams is recharged and armed with a variety of engaging material that will have audiences bursting with laughter and continuing the conversation long after the lights come down. Wielding a unique ability to masterfully blend a rapid-fire wit with thought-provoking dialogue, Cat Williams has developed a career seated with thousands of stage shows in sold-out arenas. Ticket prices range from $52 to $125. Saturday, May 26, Sugarland with Brandi Clark and Claire Brown, still the same tour. Since Sugarland's inception in 2005, the band has sold nearly 10 million albums domestically, earned seven number one singles to date, and amassed over 260 million on-demand streams. Their critical and mainstream appeal has been magnified with countless industry accolades over the course of their career. The hitmakers recently released Still the Same, their first new music in 7 years. Again, that's Sugarland, Saturday, May 26th. Tuesday, June 5th, at PNC Arena, it's Journey and Def Leppard. The tour will feature complete sets and all-new production from both bands and an arsenal of their hits such as Pour Some Sugar on Me, Lights, Photograph, Don't Stop Believin', Rock of Ages, and Faithfully. One member of the group says these co-headlining Journey Def Leppard dates will be epic classic rock shows. Friday, June 22nd, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill with their Soul to Soul tour. Ticket prices range from $65.50 to $115.50. Saturday, July 28th, Panic at the Disco, Pray for the Wicked tour. Wednesday through Sunday, August 15th through the 19th, it's Cirque du Soleil, Crystal. Sunday, January 6th, 2019, it's Justin Timberlake, his Man of the Woods tour. Packages start for VIP tickets, $400. That's the starting price. Monday, January 28th, Metallica World Wired tour. And then Tuesday, March 12th, Elton John, Farewell, Yellow Brick Road. Okay, let's move to the North Carolina Museum of Art. That's, of course, on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. The number there, 919-839-6262. The Art Museum Sights and Sounds concert series is still going on. Saturday, May 12th, live music soiree and a late quartet. Performance is at 6:15. May 13th, Symphony Winds, and May 20th, North Carolina Viol Consort. Also on the schedule at the North Carolina Museum of Art, the 2018 Summer Concert Series. Friday, June 8th, it's First Aid Kit. This is a Swedish folk duo of sisters Clara and Johanna Sutterberg. Start things off June 8th, touring their acclaimed breakthrough album, Ruins. British singer-songwriter Jade Bird will open. In their teens, Clara and Johanna began drawing lyrical inspiration from Swedish folk stories while setting their songs to a rootsy North American sound. Saturday, June 16th, at the Museum of Art, Shovels and Rope with Sun Volt. Saturday, June 23rd, it's Mandolin Orange, of course, from Chapel Hill. Thursday, July 12th, Lake Street Dive. Saturday, July 28th, an evening with the Mavericks. Wednesday, August 1st, Father John Misty, with special guest Jenny Lewis. Friday, August 3rd, a special evening with Kishibashi and Jake Shimabukuro. Saturday, August 4th, Paris Combo. And Saturday, August 18th, Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown. This concert celebrates the tricentennial of the city of New Orleans. 2018 North Carolina Festivals and Music Events, of course, going on now through the 8th, through April 30th. It's the 8th Annual North Carolina Science Festival. Now, this festival, celebration of science, technology, engineering, and math, or otherwise known as STEM, and its impact on North Carolina, is the largest science festival in the nation, and the first to encompass an entire state. Again, now through April 30th, the 8th Annual North Carolina Science Festival. And for events in your area, check online at ncsciencefestival.org. Okay, April 18th through the 22nd, it's the Grift and Shad Festival. It's been around 48 years. April 19th through the 22nd, it's the Tuck Fest in Charlotte. It mainly celebrates the outdoor lifestyle through competitions, exhibitions, and demos at the U.S. National Whitewater Center, but also offers live music interspersed with other activities. Competitions include trail running, kayaking, biking, climbing, stand-up paddleboarding, obstacle course, and adventure racing. April 20th through the 22nd, Little Creek Vineyard Earth Day Music Festival. That's in Snow Camp. April 21st, it's the North Carolina Cuegrass Festival. That's held in Raleigh. outside the Pitt Restaurant in Raleigh's Warehouse District on West Davie Street. April 21st, it's Songsmith Gathering. This is in Brevard. Beautiful place. April 21st, Rocky Fest and Hidden Night. April 26th through the 29th, a biggie, Merle Fest. It's held in Wilkesboro, and all kinds of people go to that. April 26th through the 29th, the Fayetteville Dogwood Festival. April 27 and 28, the White Oak Shores Bluegrass Festival. That's in Stella. April 27 and 28, the Mebane Dogwood Festival. April 27 and 28 as well, the Brugaloo Craft Beer Festival, Raleigh's City Plaza. April 28, Earth Day Jam in Salisbury. April 28, North Carolina Pickle Festival. Where else but in Mount Olive? They have a pickle eating contest. Anyway, April 28th as well, the Triangle Beach Music Festival held in Greenville at the Pitt County Fairgrounds. May 1st through the 5th, it is the North Carolina Strawberry Festival. Okay, Raleigh Little Theater, the box office phone number is 919-821-3111. Online information can be found at RaleighLittleTheater.org. The Raleigh Little Theater Complex is, of course, two blocks west of Cameron Village. Now through April 22nd, it's Alice at Wonderland. May 11th through the 27th, Blood Done Sign My Name. June 8th through the 24th, Don't Dress for Dinner. Of course, they've got the upcoming Raleigh Little Theater 2018-2019 season lineup. Sutton Series will feature Sister Act, of course, musical comedy. Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery, which is a comedy. And Pippin, a musical. The Gaddy Goodwin Series, The Revolutionists, a comedy docudrama. And Measure for Measure, which is a dark comedy. The Family Series, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, this is a drama, Junie B. Jones, a musical, and Bob Marley's Three Little Birds, a musical. And the specialty shows, Into the Woods, presented by Teens on Stage and Teens Backstage, Cinderella, the holiday musical, and Raleigh Symphony Orchestra's Fall and Spring Concerts. All performances, of course, wheelchair accessible, and audio description service and sign language are available for select performances as well as assistive listening. Trained service dogs are also welcome. All right, let's take a look at what's going on at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number there, 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 p.m. unless noted. Saturday and Sunday, April 21 and 22, Shaping Sounds. The North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble returns to the Carolina Theater for an end-of-season spectacular. Enjoy this non-stop percussive dance review featuring cutting-edge contemporary choreography along with traditional rhythm tap. Tickets tickets are $18.13. For students and seniors, it's $12.75. Shows at 7:30 on Saturday and 3 on Sunday. Thursday, April 26th at Carolina Theater, Brian Culbertson, Colors of Love Tour. Of course, Culbertson is an award-winning multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and producer known for his distinct brand of genre-crossing contemporary jazz, R&B, and funk. Sunday, April 29th, Todd Rundgren's Utopia. For 32 years, fans have been clamoring for a reunion, and that wait is over. No longer able to turn a deaf ear to the unceasing requests from fans and the media alike, Todd Rundgren, Kasem Sultan, Willie Wilcox, and Ralph Schuchat are reuniting for their first North American tour since the Chernobyl nuclear reactor exploded. Concert starts at 9, and tickets are $55, $65, and $85. Again, that's Sunday, April 29th, Todd Rundgren's Utopia. Okay, Tuesday, May 1st, it's John Foreman at the Carolina Theater, the 25 in 24 tour. Wednesday, May 2nd, Herb Albert and Lanny Hall. Friday, May 4th, Annie DeFranco with special guests Gracie and Rachel with her 20th studio album, Binary. The iconic singer, songwriter, activist, poet, and DIY trendsetter, DeFranco returns to territory that brought her to the world's attention more than 25 years ago. Tickets range from $28 to $59.50. Sunday, May 6th, A Touch of French Elegance, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Concert starts at 3. Tickets are $30. Tuesday, May 8th, Radiotopia East Coast Tour. Radiotopia from PRX is a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. Radiotopia empowers independent producers to do their best work, grow audience, and increase revenue. At its core, Radiotopia cultivates community for both listeners and makers alike. Tickets are $35. Saturday and Sunday, May 12th and 13th, it's Cinderella, presented by Durham Ballet Theater. Okay, let's take a look at what's coming up in the lineup for Audio Describe performances. Thursday, April 19th, it's Sense and Sensibility, Cape Fear Regional Theater at 7:30. Saturday, April 21st, Bright Star, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Saturday, April 21st, Marie Antoinette. In this contemporary take on the young Queen of France, Marie is a confection created by a society that values extravagance and artifice. Marie's subjects used to love her extravagance, but times are changing. A government and fiscal crisis and a populace railing against the super-rich means France's frivolous and fashionable teen queen may soon be going out of style. Meredith College's Jones Theater, curtain goes up at 7:30. Also on the Audio Describe list, Sunday, April 22nd, Alice at Wonderland, Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Saturday, May 5th, A Night with Janis Joplin, Duke Energy Center's Fletcher Opera Theater at 2. Saturday, May 5th, at Deepak, Waitress the Musical. Sunday, May 6th, Plaza Suite, Neil Simon's Celebrated Triumph Plaza Suite, is Carrie Player's 2017-2018 season finale. What does one do when the bride has locked herself in the bathroom? This is just one of the funny but often poignant portraits of three couples who have checked into New York City's Plaza Hotel and learned that things don't always go as planned. Laughter abounds on the seventh floor. Carrie Player's at Carrie Arts Center, performance at 3 o'clock on Sunday, May 6th. Of course, we've got the 11th season of the Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills. It's on the Commons each Thursday from 6 to 9. Here are the few of the groups coming in the coming weeks. April 19th, The Embers, featuring Craig Willard. April 26th, The Tams. May 3rd, North Tower. May 10th, Band of Oz. May 17th, Liquid Pleasure. May 24th, Jim Quick and Coastline. And then May 31st, the Catalinas. At the Greensboro Coliseum, obviously in Greensboro, Thursday, April 19th, it's Little Big Town, the Breakers Tour. Friday, April 20th, Greensboro 90s Block Party. Friday, May 11th, R. Kelly. Friday, May 18th, James Taylor with special guest Bonnie Raitt. May 23rd through June 3rd, the Universoul Circus. Saturday, June 2nd, Southeastern Rodeo Association Heritage Rodeo. Sunday, June 3rd, Gin Blossoms. Friday, June 8th, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Saturday and Sunday, June 16 and 17, Paw Patrol Live. And then Tuesday, June 19th, Paul Simon. At the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Bon Jovi, April 21st. Wednesday, May 16th, James Taylor and his all-star band with special guest Bonnie Raitt. Saturday, June 9th, Journey and Def Leppard. Monday, June 18th, Daryl Hall and John Oates, along with Train. And Friday, July 6th, Sam Smith, the Thrill of It All tour. Okay, the school's time is running to a close for colleges. Carolina Performing Arts, UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, unless noted. Friday, April 20th, Tift Merritt. Tickets start at $25. And closing out Carolina Performing Arts for this season, Saturday and Sunday, May 5 and 6, Campania TPO, Farfalle, Blurring the Lines Between Art and Play, the whimsical Italian theater ensemble, Campania TPO, creates wondrous, immersive environments in which performers and audiences interact. Duke Performances. Thursday, April 26, Jack Quartet, American Music No. 2, Rubenstein Art Center, Von der Hayden Studio Theater. Saturday, April 28, Chompy Concert No. 2 at Baldwin Auditorium. Sunday, April 29th, Jordi Savall and Hesperian 21. Concert starts at 7, and this is at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, May 4th, Paul Lewis on piano. And then Saturday, May 5th, Duke Performances, Emerson String Quartet. Arts NC State in Thompson Hall through April 22nd, Harvey. Thursday, April 19th, Jazz Ensemble 2. Friday, April 20th, Grains of Time. Saturday, April 21st, Wolfgang Acapella. Sunday, April 22nd, Raleigh Civic Symphony. Wednesday, April 25th, NC State Wind Ensemble. Thursday, April 26th, Symphonic Band. Friday, April 27th, NC State Chorale. And then the season is closed out. Saturday, April 28th, Singing Statesman with Meritage College Choirs at Jones Chapel. All right, Moogfest 2018, right around the corner. Lineup for this year includes a member of the band Limp Bizkit, two shows from Mouse on Mars, and a 360-degree audio cube. The festival, which is devoted to art, music, and technologies, held May 17th through the 20th at several walkable venues throughout downtown Durham. The Heritage Awards are also in May on the 23rd this year. The North Carolina Heritage Awards ceremony highlights transmission this year, recognizing six outstanding North Carolina artists. Asha Bala of Cumberland County, performer and instructor of South Indian dance. Glenn and Lula Bullock of Caldwell County, potters, musicians, and storytellers. Arville Freeman of Buncombe County, Western North Carolina fiddler. Robert Dick Knight of Lenoir County, soul, R&B, and jazz trumpet player. and Tony Williamson of Chatham County, multi-genre mandolinist rooted in bluegrass. The Heritage Awards Ceremony, set for Duke Energy Center's Fletcher Opera Theater, May 23rd at 7:30. Tickets are $23.60. Okay, Art of Cool. Durham's Art of Cool Festival announced its lineup for the 5th Annual Music Festival, along with a flurry of changes, including new ownership and a new date. This year, Art of Cool will move from the spring to the weekend of September 28 and 29, with Durham Bulls Athletic Park as the main venue. This year's headline acts include rapper Nas, singer Erykah Badu, violinist Damian Escobar, British jazz group Sons of Kemet, Ayman Omari, and the DJ Sango. Art of Cool is shifting from non-profit to for-profit with its sale to entertainment company, the Dome Group, LLC. And coming up at Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater, Saturday, May 5th, Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival. Wednesday, May 9th, Atomic Rhythm All-Stars. Saturday, May 12th, Vance Joy. Wednesday, May 16th, Mint Julep Jazz Band. Saturday, May 19th, Beer and Bacon Festival. Sunday, May 20th, the Cary Music and Arts Festival, which is free. Wednesday, May 23rd, Second Line Stompers, featuring Dave Wright and Greg Gelb. Saturday, May 26th, Summerfest returns, and the first event is Pictures at an Exhibition. Again, Saturday, May 26th at Cocobooth Amphitheater. And Tuesday, May 1st at Red Hat Amphitheater, the National, with special guest Big Thief. Fleet Foxes on May 3rd. May 9th, it is Odessa. And May 20th, Primus and Mastodon with special guests All Them Witches. Again, this is at Red Hat Amphitheater. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. Now, if you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.